ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, ושם יושב ונעשה ונצליח. ולרני בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת שמיני. And we have this week also, we have פרשת פרה also, that שולחן ערוך brings down, that יש אומרים, that פרשת זכור and פרשת פרה, both of them are מדאורייתא. Two weeks ago we had פרשת זכור, and according to many פוסקים, פרשת זכור, it was מזווה מן התורה, תוריד פרשת זכור, because הפסוק said, זכור את אשר עשה לך עמלק. And מרן, he brings פרשת זכור and פרשת פרה together. יש אומרים פרשת זכור and פרה, both of them are מדאורייתא. What's the significance of פרשת פרה? There is מדאורייתא. So we explained once, we said, since that עם ישראל, they went to fight against Amalek, that's the whole idea of Parashat Zachor, to go fight against Amalek. After you fight against Amalek, Mistama, the people who went to war, Mistama, they became Tameh from killing all the Amalekim. Even though the Gemara says that Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Amut Be'ohel, only Am Yisrael, they are Metameh Ba'ohel, but Goyim, they're not Metameh Ba'ohel, that's only about Tumat Ohel. But Tumat Maga, Tumat Masa, of course, even the Goy is Metameh. So here also, after Am Yisrael, they did Melhemet Amalek, that's why you have Parashat Para. What's Parashat Para? To be Metaher the Tameim. That's Anyan, to be Metaher Tameim, that's why we read Parashat Para. It's the same Anyan. Same way Parashat Zachor Muzvah Min HaTorah. After you took care of Amalek, now you have to purify yourself with Para Aduma. So this is also Min HaTorah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that both of them are Min HaTorah. We'll start with Ezra Hashem, you know, from the Parashat, then we go to speak a little bit with Ezra Hashem also about Parashat Para. We see here right at the beginning, Vayhi Bayom Hashemini, קרא משה לאהרון ולבניו ולזקני ישראל. What are we talking about here? ביום השמיני. What's יום השמיני? יום השמיני, רשי ברינגס דאון, שמיני למילואים. הוא ראש חודש ניסן, שהוקם המשכן בו ביום. ונטל 10 עטרות. That's what רשי tell us here, that day it was very special day, because that's the first day they started to work in the משכן. Because we all know that they built the משכן right after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai the third time in Yom Kippur. Ve'im mahorat ve'yakhel Moshe et kol adat b'nei Israel. Rashi said mahorat Yom Kippurim, and he told them that they have to bring all the whatever they need to build the Mishkan. And they finished building the Mishkan when Hachaim said Kafhe Bekislev. What's Kafhe Bekislev? That's Hanukkah. That's when they finished building the Mishkan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to wait with working inside the Mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the Gemara brings down Masechet Rosh Hashanah that Yitzhak Abinu was nolad bePesach. He was nolad during the month of Nisan. That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he waited with the Mishkan until Chodesh Nisan, the month that Yitzhak Abinu was born. And we see sure enough that right after that the pasuk said ויאמר אל אהרן כחלך עגל בן בקר לחטאת ואיל לעולה תמימים והקרב לפני אדוני. So אהרן שותק עגל לחטאת ואיל לעולה, ואל בני ישראל תדבר לאמור כחוס עיר עזים לחטאת ועגל וחבש בני שנה תמימים לעולה. I saw here יונתן עוזיאל, he also connects יצחק אבינו. We waited from Kafhe Bekislev until Chodesh Nisan, that's the month that Yitzhak Abinu was born. So he's also connected here, Yitzhak Abinu. How? Says Yonatan ben Uziel, Va'amar le'aharon, sab lach aigal bar tore lehatata. Aharon should bring aigal, a calf, for hatat, for korban, to bring it as korban hatat. For what? What did Aharon do? We know korban hatat, you bring it for a abirad, for a sin that a person did. What did Aharon, why does Aharon need that aigal? So the Yonatan ben Uziel says here, "Metul delay ishtai alach satna lishan telitae," because you don't want the Satan to speak lashon hara against Aharon Kohen. On what? For what? Al Isaac agla de'abadta b'horeb, because we all know that Aharon Kohen, he's the one who did avon agel for Am Israel. Pasuk said, "Ve'kach mi adam ve'yatzar oto b'chiret ve'yaseh agel masicha." וישתחוו לו ויזבחו לו ויאמרו אלה אלוהיך ישראל אשר העלוך מארץ מצרים. So the eagle, really, Aharon Kohen, he made the actual eagle, he made it. And the pasuk calls it over there, וגוף השם את העם על אשר עשו את העגל אשר עשה אהרון. Pasuk is telling us clearly, אשר עשה אהרון. Who did the eagle, the actual eagle? Who built it? Aharon Kohen. So to be mechaper on that sin, kibyachol, even though Hachaim tell us that Aaron HaKohen was mitkaven Hashem Shamayim, he saw that Vayara Aaron Vayiben Mizbeach Lefanav, the Midrashim brings down, Rashi also brings it down also in Parashat Kitsa, Vayiben Mizbeach Lefanav, what does it mean Vayiben Mizbeach? He saw Vayiben Min Hazabuach Lefanav. He saw Hur in front of him, they killed him because they came to him and they told him, do the eagle for us. He didn't listen to them, so they killed him. Aaron HaKohen, he said, if I'm gonna build the eagle for you, then they're gonna kill me as well. Then Hasu Shalom Tkayim Bahim Pasuk, Imi Harek Bimakadash Hashem Kohen Binabi, they killed the Nabi, that's Hur. Now they're gonna kill me, Aaron HaKohen. Then Hasu Shalom, there is no takana for Am Israel. So he said, Aaron HaKohen, Mutab Shitale Sirahon bi, let me be guilty. Leave Am Israel alone. That's what Aaron HaKohen did it L'Shem Shamayim. But nevertheless, Satan said here in Atam Uziel, he has what to kibichol, to speak bad about Aaron HaKohen, speak Lashon Hara L'Shnat Elita'e. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kach Leicha Aigel L'Makar L'Hatat U'Bim Mechaper. Nevertheless, he said, no. V'ayil L'Aulat Yimim, what is this ayil for? Why does he need the ram? Ayil is ram. What does he need the ram? So he continues in Atam Uziel, Ubram dikhar la'alatat sab min biglal de yitkar lach zikhuta de yitzhak de khafteha aboy ke dikhra betavar pulhana. Tervehon yushal min ukreb kudam Hashem. So he said, the ayil, why should he bring ayil? To remember the zikhut of Yitzhak Abinu. Since that we waited to work in the Mishkan from the beginning of Kafhe Bekislev until Chodesh Nisan. Why we waited until Chodesh Nisan, until the month that Aaron, until Yitzhak Abinu was born? So you need the zechut of Yitzhak Abinu. Because we see many times the Gemara over there in Masechet Shabbat said only in zechut Yitzhak, also la'atid labo, Am Yisrael are going to say, ki ata Abinu. They're referring to Yitzhak Abinu, ki Abraham lo yada'anu, Yaakov lo yikirainu. So he said, ki ata Abinu. That who's this? That's Yitzhak Abinu. He's the one who's melamed zechut in Am Yisrael. And we told you a few times that Maran Achida brings down that Yitzhak Abinu, we see the Pasuk calls him in Tehillim, Ushbu'ato le Yishak. How is it written Yishak? Yishak is written with a sin. Yishak. Not Yitzhak, regular way that we know Yitzhak Abinu, Yud Tzadik Hayt Kuf. But over there in Tehillim, it's written Yishak with a sin. Yud Sin Hayt Kuf. Why is it like this? So it brings down Maran Achida. He said Yitzhak Abinu's name is Yishak with a sin. But Yitzhak Abinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he told him, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Am Yisrael, they're going to stay in Mitzrayim for 400 years. They cannot wait anyways in Mitzrayim. They can't wait anymore. Pasuk said, V'lo yachilu le'etmameya. So please, Rabbanu Shel Olam, get them out of Mitzrayim before the time. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I already made Shibu'at to your father, Abraham Abinu. I made him Shibu'at, fa'abadu ve'anu ota 400 shana. They have to be slaves in Mitzrayim for 400 years. How come I'm going to take them before? Then Yitzhak Abinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told him, listen, Rabbanu Shel Olam, my name is Yitzhak. Take away the sin and give me the tzaddik. Anyway, they sound almost the same thing. Yitzhak, Yitzhak, almost sound the same thing. The difference between the sin and the tzaddik is how much? The sin is 300, tzaddik is 90, difference 210. So Yitzhak Abinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let them stay in Mitzrayim only 210 years, and you can change my name. Instead of Yitzhak, you could call me Yitzhak from now on with the tzaddik. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, if that's the case, no problem. That's why Am Yisrael stayed in Mitzrayim only for 210 years. That's why, you say, Ba'al HaTorim brings down Parashat Va'ira, said, Va'ira El Abraham, El Yitzhak, Ve'el Yaakov, Ve'el Shaddai. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, what the whole Parashat Va'ira is talking about? What the makot Am Israel getting ready to get out of Mitzrayim. That's why Baal Turim says Va'ira, Gematria Va'ira is 208. That's the same exact Gematria of Yitzhak. So you see the Zechuyot of Yitzhak Abinu, Bezchut Yitzhak, Neganu Mitzrayim. La'atid Labo also Bezchut Yitzhak. Here also when Aaron HaKohen, he came to bring Aigel Lehatat to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel, Hashem told him he should also bring Ayil Le'olah to remember Elosh El Yitzhak Abinu. This is going to be min biglal deizkar lach zechuta deizhak. For you, Yitzhak Abinu is going to come, and zechut Yitzhak is going to stand for you. Hashem is going to forgive you, even on the actual building of the Aigel, Hashem is going to forgive you on it. That's for Aaron HaKohen. Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemur, kichu seir azim lehatat. You should take Seir Azim lehatat. For what? Why do they need the Seir Azim? Ve'im b'nei Israel continues Yonatan Uziel. Ve'im b'nei Israel temalel le'mimar sabu b'ra matun sefir bar'azeh. You have to take Seir Azim for what? Metul de satnam m'til be' metul de la'ish ta'ay alikhon lishan tili ta'ay alisak sefir bar'azeh den chisu shabtoy de Ya'akob. Urmi yu'ateh ve'abed yateh lehatata. So to remember the Seir Azim that b'nei Israel, the Shbatim, the brothers, they dipped the cloth of Yosef HaTzadik, Ketonet Pasim, they dipped it in Seir Azim, the blood of Seir Azim, and they came to Yaakov Abinu, they told him, Hakirna. And they came to Ve'yom Aruz, Zot Matzanu. They asked him, and they until Yaakov, and so they did the Abira over there. That's why Hashem told him, Kihu Seir Azim, to be Mechaper on that sin. But nevertheless, Ve'egel V'cheves B'nei Shanat Eimim Le'Aula. They should take also kebes, take also sheep. For what? So it continues in the time of Uziel. Again, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember for you, Am Yisrael, Zechut Yitzhak. Same way his father, Abraham Abinu, he tied Yitzhak just like you tie kebes, just like you tie a sheep when you want to bring him as a korban. So the same thing, that's what he did. That's what we said. The Yaakov is haki okdo ayil. Said ayil ki okdo kebes here. Said he tied him just like you tie a kebes. That's why the egel v'chebes b'nei shanat. Remember the chut of Yitzhak. That's what it says over here. This is the anyan. And also they brought down also on Torah Kohanim. Also the Ramban also brings it down. Said the egel hazeh. He quotes here the Ramban from Torah Kohanim. Hayali chaper al maaseh egel. ודרשו וכי מה ראו ישראל להביא יותר מאהרון, אלא אמר להם, יש בידכם בתחלה ויש בידכם בסוף. יש בידכם בתחלה שנאמר וישחטו שעיר עזים, ויש בידכם בסוף שנאמר עשו להם עגל מסכה. אז יבוא שעיר ויכפר על מעשה שעיר, ויבוא עגל ויכפר על מעשה עגל. That's what he said. For עם ישראל, they had, כביכול, two problems. עם ישראל, they had the problem of the dipped, the ketonet basim of Yosef. In the blood of Seir Azim. That's why they have to bring Seir Azim lehatat. But that's not the only problem that Am Israel had. They had also problem that they worshipped Avon Aigel. They did Avon Aigel themselves. Even though we said that Aharon HaKohen built Aigel, but Am Israel, they bowed down. וישתחוו לו ויזבחו לו ויאמרו אלה אלוהיך ישראל. So they need kapara also for this. That's why he says here they have two problems כביכול. That's why they have to bring Seir Azim and also Aigel. I saw something interesting. He brings down here the Keli Akar. He says, how come the Aigel, the calf that Aharon brought, it says, Kahlicha Aigel lehatat. For Aharon, the Aigel was for to be brought as a hatat. But for Am Israel, Kehu Seir Azim lehatat, the Aigel, the Chebes, Timimim le'ola. The Aigel that Am Israel brought was brought as a Kurban Ola. But the Aigel that Aharon brought was brought as a Kurban hatat. We know Kurban Hatat, when you bring it, you did Abira, you did the sin, you have to bring Kurban Hatat. But Kurban Aula, who has to bring Kurban Aula? It's only for Mahshaba. For a problem that a person, if he had bad thought to do Abira, then he needs Kapara, he has to bring Kurban Aula. But Hatat, you bring for actual Ma'aseh. A guy, by mistake, he did Halul Shabbat, he has to bring Kurban Hatat. Why? Because he did the actual Ma'aseh. So how come here by Aharon, Chavrat should have done the opposite? Aharon HaKohen, he didn't do any Abira by Avon Aigel. Only he did it because he wanted to save Am Israel. Chavra for Aharon, he was thinking, Aharon HaKohen, that what's the best for Am Israel? If he has to bring a Korban, he has to bring the Aigel for Ola. And Am Israel did the actual Avon Aigel. They worshipped it. They need the Hatat. So it brings down here. Yesh me'akshim, lama Aigel shel Aharon ba lehatat, ve'ilu shel Israel ba le'ola. ויאמרו בזה, לפי שבחית העגל לא חטא אהרון במחשבה. אהרון הכהן בעוון העגל, ידנדו עבירה בידה מחשבה, שהרי ודאי לא נתכוון לשם עבודה זרה כלל ועקר. He wasn't intended, חס ושלום, תדוע עבודה זרה. ועקר חטאו היה במעשה, שעשה את העגל בפועל, כמו שנאמר, בגוף השם את העם, על אשר עשו את העגל, אשר עשה אהרון. The actual problem that was, he built the עגל, that was the problem. But in his מחשבה, חס ושלום, אהרון הכהן, he didn't have any حسب شلون محشبة against كدش برخو or to worship the eagle حسب شلون. ما تمود لو مرة شيء عصا أهرون إلا لهروت باش أهرون لو حتى كيم بعسيات عجل أبل لو بمحشبة. אשר עשה אהרון, only the actual building of the עגל was done through אהרון הכהן, but in his mind, for sure, it was קודש קודשים. על כן, קורבנו עגל לחטאת, מחפר על חטא, אבל ישראל שחטו גם במחשבה, כי ודאי לשם עבודה זרן כוונו. על כן, קורבנם עגל לעולה, הבא על חטא ההרהור. That's why, עם ישראל, וישתחבו לו, ויסבחו לו, ויאמרו, they believed כביכול in the עגל. So they were pogim in their מחשבות, that's why they have to bring עגל for them, for עם ישראל לעולה. אבל גם תל מי, ורבת החטאת, they did the actual מעשה. So they brought already חטאת, כי עושה רזים לחטאת, but to be מחפר on their מחשבה as well, that's why they have to bring also עגל for מחשבה, that's why they brought the עגל for עולה. So you see that all these things that the Mishkan, when they started to work in the Mishkan, it was only kapara for Avon Aigel, and Aharon HaKohen, he was scared to come to start to work in the Mishkan until Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Pasuk said here, "Vayomer Moshe l'Aharon, kirab el mizbeach, va'ase et hatatecha ve'et olatecha ve'chaper ba'adcha u'ba'ad ha'am, va'ase et korban ha'am ve'chaper ba'ad ha'am ka'ashe tziva Adonai." So Aharon HaKohen, he was scared. Rashi tells us here, "Shehaya Aharon bosh, ve'yare la'geshet." Amar lo Moshe, "Lama ta bosh? Lekach nabharta." Aaron, he was scared like Yonatan Uziel, and you have Baal HaTurim, and the Atzkanim, all the Rishonim, they say that Aaron HaKohen, when he came to start to bring the Korbanot on the Mizbeach, the first day, Bayom Shemini here, he saw Kibyachol, the image of the Aigel standing in front of his eyes on top of the Mizbeach. So he was scared. He said, Kibyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you still remember for him, Avon Aigel that he built for Am Israel, he was scared to come close. Said, who am I to be mechaper on Am Israel because of their avonot? I'm going to work in the Mishkan to be mechaper on Avon Aigel. I see the image of the Aigel standing in front of my eyes because I built the Aigel myself. So he was scared until Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, likach nebharta. That's also what the Atzkanim also said. The same thing. Said he was scared until Moshe Rabbeinu told him, said, no. שהיה השטן מראה לפניו דמות עגל, והיה ירא שלא יהיה ראוי לעבודה. Until Moshe Rabbeinu told him, כי רב למזבח, ואל תירא, כי בך בחר השם. You are the chosen one, you are the one to be מכפר on עם ישראל, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows your מחשבות, why you built the עגל for עם ישראל, only to save עם ישראל, that's why you are the one chosen to be מכפר on עם ישראל. But the pasuk here by us it says, קירב אל המזבח ועשה את חטאתך ואת עולתך, you have to bring your חטאת near עולה, that's what we just said, וכפר בעדך ובעד העם. חאורה, what does mean וכפר בעדך ובעד העם? You have to be מכפר also for the עם. He has to be מכפר for עם ישראל also. קירב אל המזבח ועשה את חטאתך ואת עולתך. Your חטאת, your עולה, וכפר בעדך ובעד העם. חאורה, what's the קורבן of the עם? He didn't bring it yet. He's going to bring it later on. So how come here in this pasuk said v'chaper ba'ad ha'am? I understood v'chaper ba'adcha. This korban to be v'chaper on you. What does mean ba'ad ha'am? So here also the Atzkanim also tells us here. He said really, צריך עיון שהרי קורבן זה לא בא אלא בשביל אהרון. ואילו קורבן העם נאמר בסמוך. כתכתיב ועשה את קורבן העם v'chaper ba'ad ha'am. That's written later on. So what the pasuk saying here v'chaper ba'ad ha'am? ואם כן, למה נאמר כאן ובעד העם, ויש לומר, שבא לתן טעם פני מה יקריב תחלה קורבנו קודם הציבור, אלא כדי שיבוא זכאי וכפר על החוטא. והכי כאמר דו משה, וכפר בעדך, ואז משתהיה זכאי, תוכל לכפר בקורבן העם. So here the pasuk is coming to tell us what, it really, here we're talking about only Aharon's קורבנות. And Aharon's קורבנות going to be מכפר only on Aharon's sin. Later on, whenever he's going to bring Korban Aam, then he's going to be Mechaper on Aam. So why it says here, Mechaper Be'ad Aam, Mechaper Be'ad Aam also. Here this, the Torah is coming to teach us, that's what I'm saying, that first you have to be Mechaper on your sins, then Mechaper HaTahor Ala Tameh. First you have to be Tahor, you have to be Mechaper on your sins, Mechaper HaZakai Ala Hayab. That's what the Pasuk is telling us, it's only telling us the order. First you have to be Mechaper Be'adcha, after you are tahor from all your sins, you are zakai, then you could be mechaper. That's what the Atzkanim say. But I saw the Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer, says something else. It says, really, Aharon HaKohen, he had also sin because of Am Israel, the Avon HaEgel, he also has part of it. Not enough that he has to be mechaper on his own avera, that he built the eagle, he made the eagle for Am Israel. But Aharon kibyachol is a little bit guilty because Am Israel, they worship the eagle. Why? Because he said, you have called Israel Arabin Zilaze. Whenever my friend is doing avera, I'm also kibyachol a little bit guilty because of his avera. Why? Because when one person does avera, all klal Am Israel get punished because of one person. It says here, in Torah Moshe, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, "Shebetehala keper ba'ado be'ad aberot shelo, u'ba'ad ha'am." Whatever it says, "Vechaper ba'ada." What does it mean? Rosh Hashanah says, "Aberot shel atzmo shehayab be'arbut shel hatat ha'am." Be'ahar shehu haya naki mekol, he was okay vechaper al hayab. And then later on, "Ve'asei korban ha'am vechaper ba'adam." But the first time says, "Vechaper ba'adcha u'ba'ad ha'am." What does it mean? Be'ad ha'am. Here by your korbanot, because you also Aaron a Kohen, you have a share of their sins also, because Israel Arabin Zelazeh, Mechaper Ba'adcha, whatever it says Ba'ad Ha'am, you're not going to be Mechaper on the Ha'am. You're not going to be Mechaper on Am Israel. That's later on. What does it mean Mechaper Ba'ad Ha'am? Mechaper on your sins because of Arabut of their sin. Because Kol Israel Arabin Zelazeh. That's what it says over here. But we see it from all these things that the Mishkan here, all the Korbanot they brought to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel. That's Parashat Shemini here. And as I said, we have this week also Parashat Parah. And we all know that Parashat Parah is also coming to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel. Everyone knows what Rashi tells us in Parashat Chukat, Parashat Parah that we're going to read. Rashi says in the beginning, Rashi explains all the Psukim Al Pi Apshat. Then, after the whole parasha is over, Pasuk Kafet, Rashi, ומדרש הגדה עתקתי מיסודו של רבי משה דרשן, וזהו, ויקחו אליך משלהם. They have to take פרה אדומה from their own money, כשם שהם פירקו נזמי הזהב לעגל משלהם, כך יביאו זו לכפרה משלהם. Same way they donated gold to do the Aigel, now they have to donate money to bring Parah Adumah, because Parah Adumah cost a lot of money. See many stories in the Gemara, but how much money Am Israel they paid for Parah Adumah. So same way Am Israel, they spent a lot of money for the Aigel, they have to spend now a lot of money to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel, they have to bring Parah Adumah. So also, Parashat Shmini to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel, Parashat Parah also to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel, and Rashi continues, Parah Adumah, משל לבן שפחה שתונף פלטין של מלך, אמרו, תבוא מות, קונה חצועה. כך תבוא פרה ותכפר על העגל. Same thing, whenever a guy, a baby, he did mess, call his mother, come clean up after your son. So here the same idea. Am Israel, they did avon העגל, the עגל is the calf, כביכול, the calf is the son of the calf. So the calf, they did עבירה with the calf, let them bring פרה, the mother should come, to be מכפר on avon העגל. You see again, Parashat Parah is also to be Mechaper on Avon Aigel. And what's interesting, that by Parashat Parah, the Torah calls it Zot Chukat HaTorah. This means Zot Chukat HaTorah. Chukat means it has no reason, no logic. We don't know why do we have to bring Parah Adumah. It's Chukah, Zot Chukat HaTorah. And we see in the Midrash also, Midrash over there in Parashat Chukat, Parashat Yutet Siman Gimal, זאת חוקת התורה, רבי יצחק פתח, כל זו נסיתי בחוכמה. אמרתי, חכמה, והיא רחוקה ממני. שלמה המלך, said he tried to understand all the טעמים, all the מצוות of the Torah. He understood the reason behind every מצווה of the Torah, until he got to פרה אדומה. פרה אדומה, he wasn't able to get the reason behind פרה אדומה, why Hashem commanded us to bring פרה אדומה, he didn't get it. And even though the Midrash goes here, "Vatereb chokmat Shelomo mechokmat kol bnei kedem, umechokmat Mitzrayim, umkol chokmat Mitzrayim." He was the wise man on earth. Chokmat Shelomo, also the goyim, malkat Sheba, shamayat Shema Shelomo, v'tabol l'nesodo b'chidot. All the kings from all over they came to see who's Shelomo Melech. Everyone heard about him. He was very wise, chacham. And everyone, but terrible chokmat Shelomo, mechokmat Mitzrayim, mechokmat from everyone. The Midrash just bring us one example there. The Midrash is goes in length here. Just to get one famous example, the Midrash says here that ma hayta chokmat Mitzrayim, but terrible chokmat Shelomo, mekol chokmat Mitzrayim. He was wise and Chacham more than the whole Mitzrayim. What was their Chokhmah? The Midrash says here, Atta Motze, Kishibukesh Shlomo lebnot Beit HaMikdash, whenever Shlomo he wanted to build Beit HaMikdash, Shalach etzel Paro Necho, Amar lo, Shilach li Umanim b'scharan, Shani mbakesh lebnot Beit HaMikdash. He sent messengers to Paro Necho in Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim. He told them, I know that in Mitzrayim you have people that they know construction, they know how to build. I need those people because I need to build Beit HaMikdash. So please send me your construction, your engineers, your people over there. I'll pay them top dollar. What did Paro Necho do? Oh, the Goyim, they don't want Am Yisrael to build Beit HaMikdash. So what he did to him? Ma'asa, kines kol astrologin shelo. וצפו וראו בני אדם שעתידים למות באותה שנה ושלחן לו. So he brought פרעו נכו, he brought all his advisors and he told them, choose for me the people that they're going to die within few months. פרעו נכו, he sent to שלמה מלך those that they're going to die within the year. So what happened? Why? Because he doesn't want him to build the Beit HaMikdash. So he sent him Dafka, these people that they're going to die in the middle of the work. They're going to die. Oh, they were working by you. And they died. Now they have to collect insurance. Who knows what they have to collect from Shlomo Melech. Probably you made them work hard. Who knows what. That's why he sent him. כשבאו אצל שלמה, צפה ברוח הקודש שהם מתים באותה שנה. He saw Shlomo Melech in Ruach HaKodesh that all these workers that he sent him, all of them, they're going to die within the year. So what he did? He didn't start any contract with them. נתן להם תכריכיהן ושלחן אצלו. He gave them their תכריכים, the cloth that they buried the person with. He gave him his תכריכים, and he sent them back to פרעה נכו, ושלח לו, and he sent them a letter, לא היה לך תכריכים לקבור את אלו? הרי לך הן ותכריכיהן. Oh, he didn't have money to buy תכריכים for those people that they're going to die within the year. I'm donating their תכריכים. Get it, you take them back. I don't need them. That was Shlomo Melech. All Chokhmat Mitzrayim, all what they were trying to do, Shlomo Melech, Ruach HaKodesh, it was B'tahkam, Kol Chokhmat, Kol Chokhmat Mitzrayim. It was a Chacham. Many examples that Rashi brings down here. And he understood the reason behind every Mitzvah of the Torah. Until at the end, Amar Shlomo, Al Kol Ele Amadeti. All the Mitzvot, I got the real reason behind every Mitzvah. אבל פרשה של פרה אדומה חקרתי ושאלתי ופשפשתי. Then he gave up. אמרתי אחכמה והיא רחוקה ממני. He gave up. He said, I thought that I was חכם, but I saw that פרשת פרה אדומה is far away from my understanding. I cannot understand it. We told you many times that שלמה המלך, why he was so much חקרתי ופשפשתי ושאלתי, he wanted to know the reason behind פרה אדומה. What's so special about why Dafka he wants to know the reason? It's a simple pshat because he understood the reason behind all the mitzvot. This only mitzvot bothered him. He wants to know. But we told you once that the midrash brings down and said, "Pasuk said v'dakehu latame me'afar serifat ha'hatat rashetibot le'moshe latame me'afar serifat ha'hatat." That's what Allah Rahim Hakadosh also brings down. He said Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew the reason of Parah Adumah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he did know the reason of Parah Adumah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Zot Chukat HaTorah, Ashitafah Hashem Nemor, Deber Mitzrayim, Yekhu Elecha Parah Adumah. Elecha, for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to know the reason of Parah Adumah, but for Ben Israel, Zot Chukat HaTorah. For Ben Israel, it's going to be Chuk without any reason. Don't tell them the reason. So Shlomo HaMelech, he said, Le Moshe, Lattameh, Me'afar, Seir, Fatah, Atah, same letters of Shlomo. So if Moshe knew it, I should also be able to know it. Le Moshe, same letters. I should also, I'm also supposed to know it. So it was duration hoker until the Asabat call and says, V'chatu b'yosher d'breyeme. You have to flip the order. The Pasuk says, V'chatu b'yosher. You have to go in order. It says, Le Moshe. You write the same letters as Shlomo, but you have to flip the order. That doesn't go like that. That's what happened. That's a simple understanding of the Midrash. Chaurabat, you see from the Midrash, that the person should try kibyachol to find the reason behind every mitzvah. Why? Because if the person he knows the reason of the mitzvah, then he would do the mitzvah more. He understand what is he doing. If the person you tell him you have to do this without telling him the reason, even if he's gonna do it, he's not gonna do it from all his heart because he doesn't know what he's doing. You told him to do this. Why am I doing this? Why am I putting on talit? What am I putting on tefillin? Why I have to check my suit from Sha'atnez? If the person doesn't know, he's gonna do it, but he's not gonna do it 100%. That's why the Midrash says here that Shlomo Melech, he checked and he found the reason for all the mitzvot, except Parah Adumah. But all the mitzvot, he was looking for the reason. Why he was looking for the reason? Because he wants to know. When a person knows the reason of the mitzvah, then he can do it more 100% L'shem Shemayim. So maybe from here, the Rambam, he says here right at the end of Hilchot Me'ilah, right at the end, the last halakha, said Perek Chet, halakha Chet, said Ra'ui la'adam lehitbonen b'mishpatei ha'Torah ha'kedusha ve'leda'a sof anyanam kifi kuho. It's hashub and important for the person to understand according to his knowledge, the way that he could the most he could understand, to understand all the mitzvot of the Torah, lehitbonen b'mishpatei ha'Torah. V'dabar shelo yimsa lo ta'am ve'lo yida'a lo 'illah alihi kal be'inav. But if you try to understand any of the mitzvot, but you weren't able to, said Aliyah Kalbe enough. Don't take that mitzvah easy, Hasb Shalom. Don't take it light-headed. No, Hasb Shalom. V'Aliyah Ros La'alot El Hashem Penim Frotzvo. Don't dare not to keep that mitzvah because you didn't understand the reason of that mitzvah. Said because that's going to be Hasb Shalom big avira. V'lo tiyeh machshavto bo ki machshavto b'shar divrei achol. And don't think while you're doing mitzvah that you did not understand the reason behind it, that you're doing something hol hasb shalom. If the Torah commanded you to do this mitzvah, you have to do it and you have to believe 100% that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows its reason. He knows what the reason. Why Hashem commanded us? Of course. Elohim hebin derkav, hu yadat mikuma. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows the reason for every mitzvah. You have to keep the mitzvah. Even we don't understand it, you have to keep it because Hashem commanded us. בורא כמה חמירה התורה במעילה ומה עם עצים ואבנים ועפר ואפר כיוון שנקרא שם אדון העולם עליהם בדברים בלבד נתקדשו וכל הנוהג בהן מנהג חול מעל בה ואפילו היה שוגג צריך כפרה קל בחומר למזווה שחקק לנו קדוש ברוך הוא שלא יבעת האדם בהן פני שלא ידעת עמן. Yeah, so he said take a look, if a person he was מועל אני קודשי בדק הבית, anything. How could the person could makdish something? A guy who wants to be makdish a chair. So the person said, "Harzeh yakdesh," that amirato legabua kimsirato lehediot, as if only by word is saying that this table he wants to donate to Beit HaMikdash. This table now became hakdesh, and if he's gonna sit down and eat on that table, it's hayab korban meila. Even bishgaga he has to bring kapara. And what caused that table to be asur? Only because he said, in his words, I want this table to be Hekdesh. He said, Kal Vachomer, on the mitzvot that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you have to keep that mitzvah. Of course, there is a reason behind it, even though you did not understand the reason, but doesn't mean that you don't have to keep the mitzvah, Hasb Shalom. The person, you have to keep everything. And he continues here, the Rabban, all this halakhot, it says here, V'chol korbanot kulan mechala lachokim hem. All the korbanot that Am Yisrael bring, they're all categorized under hukim. We don't know the reason. Also huk, without any reason. Amru hachamim shebishbil avodat hakurbanot ha'olam omed. So it continues here a lot of things that the person should do. All the ve'yakdim ha'torah tzvuy ala hukim. The Torah commanded us to keep the hukim before the mishpatim. Like the pasuk said, ushmartem et hukotai ve'et mishpatai asher ya'aseh otam ha'adam v'chay bahim. Ushmartem et hukotai first, then mitzvotai, then mishpatai. Why? Because the person don't take the mitzvah that he did not understand the reason lightheaded, hasb shalom. No. Even mitzvah that you don't understand the reason, even this one comes first. Let's see what the Rambam is telling us. That's the best kibyachol on this midrash. That Shlomo Melech, he was trying to find the reason behind every mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam writes that every person has to try according to his level, according to his sechel. Yes, to work on each mitzvah to see what's the reason behind that mitzvah. You have to work on it. But if the person did not אלא חרס בידו, he tried, he didn't get anything, still he keep the מזבח 100% לשם שמיים, not because that he did not understand the reason, now he keep that מזבח אלבט חס ושלום, with less חשק, so all the same thing, אדרבה, the Rambam says, משפטיים, תחוקותיי comes first, then the משפטיי. That's what he says over here. But לכאורה, we have גמרא, מסכת סנהדרין, also famous גמרא, Gemara says here the Kaf Aleph. Says here Kaf Aleph, Amud Bet, in Sanhedrin. Ve'amar b'Yitzhak, mepenei ma lo nitgalu ta'amei Torah, she'arei shtei mikraot nitgalu ta'aman, ve'nichshel bahen gadol ha'olam. Why the Torah did not reveal for us the reason of every mizvah? If what we said now, that ra'u la'adam le'tbonen, and to understand every mizvah, what the reason behind it, how come the Torah did not write the reason behind every mizvah? Make life easier. Why the Torah wrote, you have to keep that mizvah. We have to figure it out. You have to try to find out. And if we don't find out, you still have to keep it. So tell us the reason right away. Why the Torah did not tell us the reason? The Gemara says here, Amar b'Yitzhak, you know why? Because two mizvot, the Torah gave us the reason for it. And with these two mizvot, Shlomo HaMelech was nechshal. What happened? The Pasuk said, ולא ירבלו נשים, ולא ירבלו סוסים. אמר שלמה, אני ארבה ולא אסור. כתיב, והיא לעת זקנת שלמה, נשב התות לבו. הוא כתיב, ולא ירבה לו סוסים. אמר שלמה, אני ארבה ולא אשיב. And at the end, he failed. And these two מצוות, כביכול, שלמה המלך, he failed, התורה said, ולא ירבה לו נשים, ולא ירבה לו סוסים. וחסב זהב לא ירבה לו מאוד, ואז נחשב. That's what it says here in the Gemara. And I saw the Ben Yehoyada, he brings down this Gemara, he quotes some Maran Ahidan, in Petach Enayim, that he said, Amar Shlomo, says it לבן יהוידע, אני ארבה ולא אסור. כתב בפתח עיניים, דעית במדרש בגמרא ירושלמי, דעלת אות יוד של ירבה וטבעה דין על שלמה המלך עליו שלום. דיוד ולא ירבה לו נשים, דיוד אוף ירבה, כאם כביכול תו הקדוש ברוך הוא, תקלוק, שלמה המלך היא רסמי מדתורה. יורות מדתורה ולא ירבה לו נשים, יתוק דיוד, יסד, הרבה לו אנשים. He took out the Yud. He erased me from the Torah. Until Hashem told the letter Yud, told the Shlomo, ואלף שלמה, they're going to be erased, and the קוצו של Yud is not going to be erased. That's what it says in the Gemara Yerushalmi, also in the Midrashim. ומקשים העולם, למה עלתה אות יוד דווקא, ולא עלתה אות למד של תיבת לו, שהיא כתובה קודם ירבה? How come the letter Yud came in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולא ירבה לו נשים? How come not any other letter? It makes more sense. The first letter, לא ירבה לו נשים. The למד should go in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא. שלמה המלך is erasing me. לא ירבה לו נשים. He is מרבה לו נשים. How come the letter למד didn't go up? ונראה לי בסייעתת שמיעה, כי המזווה הזאת לא נשלם משמעות שלה, אלא בתיבת ירבה. מה שאין כן בתיבת לא, עדיין אין לה משמעות. ומה מדברת? The letter Lamed, still in the beginning, you don't know. Lo what? Don't what? There's no meaning for the Pasuk yet. Yerbe lo, that's the first time. Lo, yerbe, do not have a lot. Now, there's a meaning to this sentence. But in the beginning, lo. They cannot complain. There's nothing happening yet. ועוד נראה לי, כיוון דעות יוד באלפה ביתה, היא קודמת ללמד, לכן אל תעות יוד. That's what it says here. That since that the letter Yud, the Aleph Bet in the order, it's written before the Lamed. That's a Yud came up first. And the third answer he says here, Kevan Deot Lamed, it's written in the name of Shlomo himself. So, Lo Alta Le Katreg Alav, the Yisr Nigor Shlo Ve Ohobato. He said the letter Lamed, it's in the name of Shlomo, there's Lamed. So the letter Lamed doesn't want to the Shlomo Melech from within his name, the letter Lamed is going to be Mekotreg on him, on himself, on Shlomo Melech. That's why the letter Lamed didn't go up. The letter Yud went to be Mekotreg. But that's what it says in the Gemara. So you see the Chavara from this Gemara, that the bearer of the person should not know the reason of the Mitzvot. Why? Because you see, two Mitzvot, the Torah gave us the reason, and Nechshal Bahem Shlomo Melech. And Chavara, based on this Midrash that we just said, we see Shlomo Melech, he said, "Al kulam, all the mizvot, he got the reason for it. But these two mizvot, I'm sorry, only Parah Adumah, he didn't get the reason. The Gemara tells us what? These two mizvot, since that the Torah told us the reason for it, Nechshal Shlomo HaMelech. Oh yeah, because of this Nechshal Shlomo HaMelech, all the mitzvot of the Torah, Shlomo HaMelech, he knew the reason for it. How come he was not Nechshal in all the other mitzvot? Only these two mitzvot that the Torah wrote us the reason, that's why he was Nechshal. Well, we see that Shlomo HaMelech, he knew all the reason of all the mitzvot. How come he was not Nechshal in all the mitzvot? Probably he could tell me that since that all the other mitzvot, the Torah did not write Befirush what the reason behind it. Even though Shlomo HaMelech, he got the reason for it, but he wasn't sure 100% if that's the real reason or not. That's what we just read from the Rambam. Every person should try to find the reason behind every mitzvah based on his logic, based on his sechel. It could be true, it could be not. That's what the Rambam writes. Even if you don't get an answer, you don't know the reason of the mitzvah, you still have to keep it. So it's all the mitzvot that the Torah did not tell us the reason for it, even though Shlomo HaMelech, he did get the reason based on his knowledge, based on his chokmah, but he wasn't sure 100% if that's the real 100% reason of that mitzvah. Probably yes, probably not. He doesn't know. Based on his knowledge, he thinks that the reason of this mitzvah. But these two mitzvot, the Torah told us the reason for it. Why lo yirbu nashim? Because shelo yasur levavo. So if that's the case, it doesn't apply to me. That's why Shlomo HaMelech was nechshal in these two mitzvot, even though he knew the reason of all the mitzvot, but since that all the mitzvot, he wasn't 100% sure about the reasoning, that's why he wasn't nechshal, because he wasn't sure. But here, these two mitzvot, since the Torah told us, that's why he was nechshal in them. We told you once also, we saw in the Torah Moshe, the Hatam Sofer, He's talking about something else, but we'll get to the idea. He says here in Parashat Emor, Daf Tzadik Bet Amud Alef, he says, Ve'yesh lomar, Dehenne b'chol ha-Torah kula, v'chen Parashat Mo'adot k'ti, v'daber Adonai el Moshe l'emor. All over in the Torah, v'daber Hashem el Moshe l'emor. We know, everyone knows v'daber. What does v'daber mean? Lashon Kasher, that's one midrash. Now he goes to a different midrash. So it says here, for example, by Parashat Mu'adot, by all the holidays, it says, "Vedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, ulbasof ketib, vedaber Moshe et Mu'adei Adonai el Bnei Israel." Velo ketib amira, illa debur. When Moshe was telling Am Israel all the holidays, what they have to do in the holidays, it says, "Vedaber Moshe et Mu'adei Adonai el Bnei Israel." Doesn't say lemor. There's no lemor. When Moshe passing the information to Israel, doesn't say lemor. V'daber Moshe et Mu'adei Hashem b'nei Yisrael. But when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu about the holidays, V'daber Hashem el Moshe l'emor. What is this? V'omnam, he said, B'parashat Mu'adot sh'parashat Pinchas k'ti V'daber Hashem el Moshe l'emor Tzavet b'nei Yisrael ul'basof V'yomer Moshe l'bnei Yisrael Ba'amira v'lo b'dibur. Ba'amira v'lo b'dibur. So, what's going on here? V'anyan, כי אמרו חזל בפרק ב' במסכת עבודה זרה, דף למדי עמוד א', תעמד גזירה חדשה לא מגלין הטעם עד תריסר ירחה, שאז כבר נתפשטה בכל ישראל, כדי שלא יהרהרו המון העם עליה. ומטעם זה אין לגלות עומקי טעמי המזוות וסודותיהם, ועיקר פירושיהם בקטנותם של תלמידים. So he says here, he says, That the Gemara tells us, Masechet Avodah Zarah, that any new gezira that Hachamim they put upon Am Israel, they do not tell Bnei Israel the reason of their gezirot. In the beginning, they don't tell them the reason until at least 12 months after Am Israel, they're keeping the mitzvot, the gezira that Hachamim put upon them for at least 12 months. They're keeping the gezira without knowing the reason. After 12 months, after the full year, then Am Israel, Chachmei Israel, they could tell them the reason why they put this gezira. Why? Because if they're going to tell them from the beginning, we're making this gezira because we're scared they're going to do this, people, they're going to take their gezira lightly. And say, no, I'm not going to do that, Avira. They're scared. They don't want me to do this because they're scared I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So for me, it doesn't apply. That's why when Chachmei, they put gezira, they don't tell them the reason. We have gezira, you're not allowed to do this. Why? They don't say. Until, so it continues here, ta'am ze, and this is the reason, en legalot amke ta'amei ha-mazvot v'sadotehem ve'akar pirushehem bekatnutam shel talmidim. When the students are still young, you don't give them the reason of each mitzvah. Why? Because they're still young, as if for them, as if it's like a new gezerah. For them, it's just like a new mitzvah they're introducing themselves to it. They don't know why we have to keep this mitzvah. You don't tell them the reason. I remember when I was young, said any question he asked the rabbi, why you have to do this? He said, no, don't ask why. Do the mitzvah. Whatever I'm telling you, you do it. Don't ask why. There's no why. That's what I remember when I was young. That's what Hatam Sofer is telling us here. אין לגלות עמקי טעמי המוזבות וסודותיהם ועקר פירושיהם בקטנותם של תלמידים. אלא ילמדו הפשוט ועקר דיני המצווה ויסוד ההוראה ולא עומק העניין. עד, until when, עד שהתיישבו בדעתם יראת השם היא החוכמה. And after that, after they're gonna keep the mitzvot, keeping the mitzvot already for many years, then they could start to understand the reason and the logic and the depth behind every mitzvah. But in the beginning, don't give them the reason. אמנם לגדולים וחשובים מגלים מיד. So that's for standard people. The first 12 months, you don't tell them the reason. After 12 months, you could tell them the reason. That's for standard people. But Chachmei Israel, Hakamim, or someone who's Talmid Hakam, you can tell them the reason right away. Why? Because Talmid Hakam is not going to take the Gizra of his rabbis, he's not going to take it lightly. He knows whatever Hakamim know, whatever Hakamim say, they have Ruach HaKodesh and they know what they're doing. They believe in them. For standard people, they don't reveal it for them and for the first 12 months. For Hakamim, you can tell them right away. And velam pakpekim, those that they always try, you know, to find out to go against the Torah, en megalin le'olam, you never tell them the reason of any mitzvah, ki hem matrizim pakpekim umzelzelim bedbarim ha'omdim b'rumosh le'olam. That's what it says here. So and then he continues. He said, that's what the pasuk said. Vedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor debur. As you tell them, do this, don't ask why. The bur is lashon kashe. Like you said in the beginning, the bur is lashon kashe. You have to do this. Why? Don't ask why. Lemor, that you're talking softly, you tell them the reason. Listen, my dear son, you have to do this, because of that, because of this. You can explain to them the reason. That's lemor. By the bear, do it, don't ask questions. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave them mu'adot to Am Israel, by the bear Moshe et mu'adei Hashem el b'nei Israel, didn't tell them lemor. Why? Because of new gezerah, as if new gezerah is putting on Am Israel, don't tell them the reason. Keep what I'm telling you. Do what I'm telling you to do. Don't ask any questions. After that, with the time, then you could get the lemur. Lemur could come with the time. But in the beginning, you don't need to know the reason. Why? Because we see Shlomo Melech. Milano Hakam more than Shlomo Melech. And even he himself, Shlomo Melech, because he knew the reason of two mitzvot, he was Nakhshal. And we see also something interesting that the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Beshalach that Am Israel, after they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, Ve'yabou Marata, they came to Mara, and the Pasuk said, Sham Sam Lo, Hoku Mishpat V'sham Nisahu. In Mara, Hashem commanded Ben Israel for few mitzvot, Sham Sam Lo, Hoku Mishpat V'sham Nisahu. Which mitzvot? Rashi said, Sham Sam Lo, Rashi says over there, במראה נתן להם קצת פרשיות של תורה שהתעסקו בהם. Like what? Rashi gives us examples. Like Shabbat, ופרה אדומה ודינים. משה רבנו, he told בן ישראל about Shabbat. Obviously, they have to keep Shabbat. Even Mitzrayim, Yosef הצדיק, he made בן ישראל keep Shabbat. And after Yosef הצדיק passed away, עם ישראל אמרו, נהיה כמצריים. They didn't want to keep Shabbat anymore. Until משה רבנו came, and he spoke to Paro, and he made Ben Israel keep Shabbat again. That's why Am Israel said the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has told them the Anyan of Shabbat, that he told them the Anyan of Shabbat. That's a Shabbat. Dinim, also we know the Dinim, Hashem, he told them you have problems between each other, you have to know what to do. So that's why he told them about Dinim. But why Hashem have to tell Ben Israel about Parah Adumah? Hashem told Ben Israel about Parah Adumah way back before Matan Torah. Why do they need Parah Adumah? Parah Adumah applies only after the Mishkan is going to be built. Or this didn't accept the Torah here at all. Why he told them about Parah Adumah? Ela Hakim, they explained, since that there are many mitzvot in the Torah, to said the Rambam, right, that you have to try to find the reason. But many mitzvot, we don't know the reason for it. we tried to look for the reason, Ta'amei Torah, Ta'amei Mikra, we tried to find the reason for it, but many Muslims, we don't know the reason for it. And the people should take it, you know, lightly, Hasb Shalom. But no, you cannot do it like this. That's what the Torah says over there. It said, Ve'yorehu Hashem Aitz in Mara, Ve'yorehu Hashem Aitz Ve'yashlich El HaMayim Ve'yimtiku HaMayim. What kind of ice? Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a branch. Branch of what tree? So they brought down the Midrashim, the Yilkut Shimoni, a few opinions. One Hakam said it was the branch of Araba. So Araba is bitter, doesn't have any, there's no taste on it. One Hakam said it was Aitz Zayt. Zayt, the olives, is very bitter. And one Hakam said the Hardufni, so it also something very bitter. And that type of branch, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu should take that branch, and what should he do with it? He should put it Ve'yashlech El HaMayim. Why they weren't able to drink from the water? Ve'yavo Mara, the Pasuk said clearly, Ve'lo yachelu shtot mayim Mara, ki marim hem. They weren't able to drink the water because the water was very bitter. It was marim. So Hashem told him, take a bitter branch and throw it into the bitter water, then the water is going to turn into sweet. That's what the Midrashim said. At Hakadosh Baruch Hu mimatake et hamar b'mar. Usually, if you have something bitter, you have something salty, you want to make it taste good, you add sugar, you add honey, you cover up on the bitterness. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he takes something bitter. With that bitter thing, he makes the other stuff also sweet. How comes like this? Hashem wants to teach Am Yisrael that there are sometimes, even if you see something that you don't understand, Hashem is telling us, you see this mitzvah, you don't understand the reason of this mitzvah. I'm telling you, this mitzvah for your benefit. I don't see the reason for it. I don't understand. I tried to find the reason, but I didn't find it. I said, don't worry, I know the reason. It's for your benefit. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu in Mara, how did he make the water sweet? Because he took bitter, he threw it into the bitter water and turned it to sweet. So you see over there also something, Chavra is very strange. How could he make something sweet from bitter? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't understand my ways. Elohim Yavin Darka. He knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows the reason. Same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to instill into Am Yisrael, even before Matan Torah, that sure enough, eventually you're going to get the Torah soon. And after you're going to get the Torah, you're going to see in the Torah many mitzvot that you will not understand the reason for it. But doesn't mean that you don't have to keep it. Because even the mitzvah that you don't understand, also it could make something sweet. That's what I saw also. Something interesting. Also, he brings down in Sefer Be'er Yosef, and then this week's parasha, he brings down, he says, Lama be'emet man'a ha-Torah le'hodi'a lanu ta'ama shel para aduma? Why the Torah did not reveal for us the reason of para aduma? Why not? He said, you know why? Dehu kedei lehargil et ha'adam b'kiyum mitzvah u'ma'aseh af shehu zar lefi da'ato. The Torah wants to teach us to be mechanech us that we have to keep the mitzvot even though it looks very strange in our eyes. If this is mitzvah, you have to keep it. Ve'lo yitbayesh p'nei mal'igim alav. That's the first halakha that Rama brings down the Shulchan Aruch. That a person should keep the mitzvot even though he does not understand it. כדי שיקנה האדם קניין בנפשו שלא יתפעל ולא יתרגש כאשר יירע לו או לאחרים מאורע או דבר שעוזר ותמוה בעיניו. Don't be shocked if you see something strange, you see something that you don't understand. How come Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this? How come Hashem is doing that? Not everything we understand. But that's what one of the Hakmei Musar said the person, he is lucky if he does not understand the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if he would understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, then why Hashem is better than him? If you do understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working, then why is he better than you? Ela, since that he is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are, ve'anachnu ammo v'som ra'ito, he made us, he created us, so obviously we don't understand his mahshevot. The Pasuk said clearly, ki lo mahshevotai mahshevotichem. Said, you're never going to understand my ways. If you're going to understand my ways, then you also got Hasb Shalom. But it doesn't go like this. Obviously, we do not understand the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So if you see something strange, it doesn't mean that you don't have to keep it. Oh, there's something strange, I don't have to do it. Why is this happening? Why is Hashem doing it like this? Of course, we don't understand. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing, it's all for our benefit. וכאן שמעשינו במשה רבנו שבקש מלפני הקדוש ברוך הוא הודיעני נא דרכיך. אני אסק הקדוש ברוך הוא, even משה רבנו, even משה רבנו who did understand the reason of פרה אדומה also, ויקחו אליך, he also משה רבנו, he asked the Gemara מסכת ברכות says, פני מה יש צדיק ורע לו, ורשע וטוב לו, ורשע ורע לו, וצדיק וטוב לו. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu, you see sometimes, you see someone who's a very righteous man and he has a miserable life. And the opposite, someone who's a big Rasha and everything's going smooth for him. Why is it like this? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. He asked that, even though he understood the reason of all the Muslims. Still, he did ask this question. How did Hashem answer him back? V'hadnuti et asher ahon v'rehamti et asher arachem. You're not going to understand. Don't ask questions. That's what the Torah in Farashat Beshalach, Am Israel in Mara, away before Matan Torah, Hashem wants to instill into Am Israel that not everything you could understand. Not everything you could understand. You have to keep the mitzvot anyway. That's what the Hakim tells. V'amar Rabbanu Shel Olam, Penema Yishtadik V'ra Lo. And same thing said, Masinu Be'elisha, Shiasal Tarbut Ra'a, Kasher Ra'a, Lashon Shel Rabbi Chospita Umturgiman. דהבה גריד לדבר אחר, ואמר הפה שיפיק מרגליות ילחך עפר ונפק וחטא. You see, by Elisha ben Abuya, one of the reasons the Gemara Masechet Kedushin tells us that he went out of the religion, he became kofir. Why? Because one of the reasons the Gemara Kedushin said, because he saw the tongue of Rabbi Hospitum Turgiman, that Hazir, כביכול a pig, was dragging it and eating it. He said, Peshe Pik Mergaliot, who was Rabbi Hospital Turgiman? He was always giving drashot to Am Israel. That's his end. That's what happened. That's the way he died. Efo Torah, Ye Torah, Ye Sechara. So he said, if that's the case, Yafak Nafak Hata. He went to do Abirot, he left the Torah. But that's exactly what the Torah wants to instill into us, even if you see something strange. Doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom he left or there's no meaning in this. It's not everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reasoning for it. We don't understand. You're right. We don't understand. Yeah. We don't understand. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'yorei Hashem Ayes. You take a bitter stick, you put it into bitter water, you get sweet. How? We don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. That's why the same reason of Parah Adumah. What's a Parah Adumah? Anyone who's dealing with the Efer Parah Adumah, the Kohen who's dealing with the Efer Parah Adumah, preparing it, he becomes Tameh. Nevertheless, he himself, he purifies the person who's Tameh made. The Kohen who's touching the Efer Parah Adumah, who's taking the water and sprinkling it into the Tameh becomes Tahor, and the Kohen who was purifying the Tameh, he himself becomes Tameh. How is that? We don't understand. That's the Parah Adumah. Why Hashem is giving us all these mitzvot that you have to understand? Many times you will not understand the reason, but still you have to keep the mitzvah. That's the other reason. That's what he continues, also beautiful. He said, that's what David the Melech said, Zemirot hayuli chokecha bebet migurai. What does it mean, Zemirot hayuli chokecha bebet migurai? He quotes here Rashi, Masechet Sota. He said, "Zimirot ha'elu hakich." Rashi said, "Nasechet Sotah daflem medei amud alef." Kishahiti boreiach mpenei oyebai ve'agur mpeneihem, haiti mishtashia b'chokicha ve'ayuli zimirot lishashe'eni. When I was running away from my enemies, Shaul HaMelech running after David HaMelech, Abshalom his own son, is running after him to kill him. Many people are running after him. Do I got me? Everyone, they want to kill David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he might ask, he said, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Ma Pashim Ma Hattati, what did I do? What did they do? So David HaMelech might fall, Chas V'Shalom, he said, what's going on over here? Efo Torah, Efo Sechara? Zu Torah, Zu Sechara? That's the reward that you're giving me because I'm keeping the mitzvot. So he says here, והיינו כשהיה נרדף מרודפיו שבקשו להורגו, they wanted to kill him, והיה נחבא במערות ובצורים בפחד מוות ובשרה גדולה עד מאוד, וכדי שלא יבוא להרהר אחר מדת הדין, לומר מה פשעו ומחטאתו להיות כל כך נרדף ממצור ומצוק, היה לומד אז ומתבונן בחוקות התורה, אשר גביהו ורמו משכלי אנוש. והתחזק בלבבו, כי, לומר, כי כן גביהו, כי כן גביהו גם דרכי השם ועלילותיו עם בני אדם. וכשם שאין יד השכל מגעת לדעת ולהשיג חוקי השם יתברך, כך גם כן אין לי להשיב, אין לי להשיג ולהבין הנהגתו. וזהו שאמר, זמירות היו לי חוקיך בבית מגוריי, למד, למוד החוקים, הן הם שירנינו את לבבי בבית מגוריי. That's what it says over here. It's beautiful. It says here that David HaMelech, when he was, people they were running after him, they wanted to kill him, what was he learning? Zemirot hayu li chukecha. He was focusing more, David HaMelech, on the chukim. He said, chukim, there's no reason behind it. So David HaMelech, he wants to strengthen himself in Abudat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shouldn't fall, Hasb Shalom. Why? What did I do? What did I do? Something wrong. People running after me. They want to kill me. What did I do? Dafka was learning chukim to teach, to strengthen himself also and to teach others that what? That even if you see something strange happening, doesn't mean that something bad is happening to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the reason. We don't understand all the everything. Why? Because Kilo Mahshivotai Mahshivotachim, as we said. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows the reason. And could be from this Hashem is preparing your Yeshua. Many times a person he planned to do something, and on the way something happened to him, he wasn't able to do it. Until at the end, he realizes that because of this something bad that happened to him, Hashem was preparing to elevate him, to make him in better position. The Midrash brings down, the Pasuk said, Odicha Adonai ki anafta bi, Yashuba picha utnahameni. Odicha Hashem, I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Ki anafta bi, because you punished me. Where did this Lecha Ora? The Midrash brings down, said, Mashal, that a guy, he wanted to go on the boat. He had a big business trip. He has to go on the boat. And whatever the reason, whatever happened, he came to the boat. He came a few minutes late. What happened on the way? He was walking. He fell down. And a nail went into his foot. He wasn't able to make it to the boat. When he got to the boat, he missed the boat. And he was crying and screaming. Why did he's going to lose all his money? He has a big business, he's going to do it over there. Until later on, a few days later, he heard that that boat sank in the water. He saw that, he heard this, he said, Odicha Hashem ki anatabi, thank you. He took the nail, he was kissing it. He said, the nail, because of the nail, he saved his life. In the beginning, he thought that the worst thing ever happening to him. But a few days later, he found out that was the best thing that happened to him. If he would have went on the boat, he would have died like anyone else. That's why here the Pasuk said, that's why the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to instill into Am Israel, even in Marah, before Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us what? Kadosh Baruch Hu told us you have to keep Mizbat Parah Aduma also to teach us. This is the Anyan. That's what also David HaMelech also said, Yehi lebi tamim b'chokecha lema'an lo ebosh. Yehi lebi tamim b'chokecha. Said b'chokecha, and the hukim, you have to be tamim. What I mean? Especially in the hukim, things that you don't understand, you have to be tamim. We have here in the Pasuk, also in the Torah said, Parashat Shoftim said, tamim tiye im Adonai Elohecha. You have to be, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tmimut. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, for your best. That's what Rashi tells us over there, talech imo b'tmimut. ותצפה לו, ולא תחקור אחר העתידות, אלא כל מה שיבוא עליך, קבל בתמימות. ואז תהיה עמו ולחלקו. If you're gonna accept whatever הקדוש ברוך הוא is giving you, then for sure, הקדוש ברוך הוא טוב. Like מסילת ישרים starts his book. הקדוש ברוך הוא is טוב, why? The פסוק said, כי טוב השם לכל דרכיו. And מדרך הטוב להטיב. הקדוש ברוך הוא, since that is good, he wants to give good to עם ישראל. Especially if someone's keeping the mitzvot, learning Torah, doing mitzvot, doing chasadim, of course the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Even the Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves him. The Mishnah, the Masechet Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says over there that b'sha'a she'adam sharui b'tza'ar, shechina mal lashon omeret, said kalani miroshi, kalani mziroi. So kibyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu, kibyachol, ammo anuchi b'sara. Even if the person is getting malkut, someone they give it, they're punishing him. Why they punishing him? Because he did Avira. So this guy is Rasha. He did Avira. Nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibyachol is Mista'ir when that person is Mista'ir. When that person is crying, Kibyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu also, he feels bad for him. So you see the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even for the Resha'im, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves. Kod Shiken le Tzaddikim. Kod Shiken standard people. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he loves them. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to do the best for Am Yisrael, even though sometimes the person he doesn't see it, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing only the best. That's what the lemud that we have in Parashat Paraduma. That's Anyan here with Hakim tell us. That's the Bezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, Bezer Hashem and Barach, that we should all be Zoche, לקיים את הפסוק, תמים תהיה עם אדוני אלוהיך, ונזכה לגאולה של עמם, מרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנן מלך שאומר, עשה קדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך, רבי לאינטרנט, זאת שנאמר.